Okay, being that we're standing on Erev Yom Kippur, I want to share with you a machshava regarding Yom Kippurim. But before that, I do want to point out Ritva and the sugya here on Daf Samach Gimel, which is on one side of the copies that you have. Ramesha Digris Meisha has the aside in numerous chalokim of Digris Meisha. It actually starts in the Dibris Meisha. And in the first volume of the Igris Maisha, someone asked him about the aside. The aside Ramesha has is that even though Safik Deraisa L'chumra, anytime you have a Safik in Issa Deraisa, you have to be Mashmir. But a Safik by Lifnei Iver, we're Mekel. If you're in a situation where you're giving something to someone, it's a Safik, if you'll use it for an Avera, Sfekis by Lifnei Iver, Amutter. His lashon is by lifnever in chayshish in lachashashais. It means a raya from a mishnah shviyas. You're allowed to sell a machal shabbos a hammer. How you sell a hammer to a machal shabbos? He might use it. It's even likely he'll use it on Shabbos. And Ramesha has this yisaid in numerous tshuvas that by lifneiva we're not chayshish. One tshuva comes to mind. He has in. I think in the first volume of the Igris Maisha, about somebody in a bungalow colony, and the owner of the bungalow colony who lives on site is a person that's not a Shem Shabbos, a Jew that's not Shem Shabbos, and if they make minyan in the shul in the bungalow colony, then she's going to come and shut the lights for sure. She'll shut the lights at night. So Ramesha writes, you can make a minyan when it's light out, but you can't leave the lights on to have minyan. Everyone should better daven b'yichidus. You can't make a minyan if you know that you leave the lights on, that this person is going to come and shut the lights. But Ramesha writes that if it's a safik, some weeks she comes, some weeks she doesn't come. So he writes his rule that by lifnei iver we're not chayshish for sfeikus. It's muti even when you're mesupik. So that yisoid that Ramesha says, yeah.
What if that woman is an
omer
mutter?
It's still a neighbor. Even the neighbor to an omer mutter is also a neighbor. The Ramesha was mechavin to a ritva here in Avodah Zarah. The ritva in Avodah Zarah came out later. Ramesha probably had it when he was here in America. I don't know if he had it. Somebody didn't have it originally in Russia. But in Mamish, the ritva in Asug is about giving people money to go out and buy lunch. You have workers, you're giving them money to go out and buy food. So the Gemara talks about that by Yisri. I know what the din is, but the Ritva says, why are we chayshish by Yamei Yoretz, Mishum Lifnei Yiver? You're giving them money to buy food, they'll buy something that's not kosher. And he says, Mehocha Shaminon, the Chol She'enonu Noistim Lohi Yisir Atzmai, Vadov Esofik, Im Yikach, Yisurim Lav, Ein Be'er Mishum Lifnei Yiver. So to give him the Yisur Atzma is certainly awesome. But you give him money, and you don't know what he'll buy. So Ramesh is a chavin to this Ritva Yisayid. And it's just, I don't want to pass the Samach Gimel without mentioning it. It's Yisayid and Lifnei Yiver. Having said that, let me share with you a helpful insight into the davening that we're going to daven tomorrow night, and Mitzvah Hashem all day on Yom Kippur. Actually, tomorrow Mincha, we say the Al-Chaitz. Everybody who says the Al-Chaitz and thinks about it struggles with the Seder HaDvarim. All right, it's Alpi Aleph Beis, and it's Alpi two Aleph Beis, why punk two? And in general, the order is very difficult. And I'm sure you noticed, it's also very hard. It keeps on talking about averis that have to do with speech, with many, many different lishaynis. Bebitis v'sayim, achishach necha b'dibor peh, achishach necha b'tumas v'sayim, b'tipshus peh, and then we mention lashon hara and rechilus. It's very confusing what the author of Al-Chait meant, sprinkling all the averis b'peh all over the place. Obviously, the mussar is that a lot of averis are b'peh. But Tipshus Peh, and Dibur Peh, and Bitis Vasayim, it's really very, very difficult. So a number of years ago, somebody in Eretz Yisrael that I got to know pointed out to me the following, which is a tremendous insight into the Al-Chaitz, and I find, at least for many of them, it's very helpful to me when I say the Vidui. The purpose of a Vidui is to help a person. The purpose of a Vidui is a person should learn something from it. There's really a tremendous lumdis in the twos of the Al-Chaitz. If you ma'ayin, in the two Al-Chaitz, one is the Aveira, and one is the Siba, or the underlying Kilkel Abidais that brings about the particular Aveira. Many of them you can see very clearly, and some of them it's a little more difficult. I'd like to go through a few of them and just show you how it is. And the Dibur Peh, the Tipshus Peh, and the Bitur Sasayim, the whole thing makes sense if you look at it this way, that they're sets of two. I want to skip for a minute. Einis, the first, the Aleph, Einis Aras, and Imat Salev. Let's go to the second one. Acheshav Necha Beblidas, Acheshav Necha Bebitis Vasayim. Now again, if you just take the two separate ones, so Beblidas, Bebitis Vasayim. But the idea is that there are times we do Averis in speech because we don't think. We're sitting and schmoozing, and we think for a minute, we know that these are words you're not supposed to say, whether they're not true, or they cause tsar, or the Lashon Hara, is an Avera Bitis Vasayim, which is Bibli Das, from sitting and schmoozing. When you say it that way, it suddenly personalizes the Avera. Bibli Das, a Bitis Vasayim together. Acheshav Necha Begilei Arayos, and Acheshav Necha Begoli Yubasaser. Basically, the Averis of Pritzos, of Gilei Arayos, and Gilei Yasaser by a from Yid, it's the same thing. There are certain Averis a person would never do if there are people watching him. But still a hate, quietly, when no one's watching, he looks at things he shouldn't look at, or, you know, the shmira on the internet is to have it in the Rishus Aram, to have your computer in a place where people walk by all the time. Because the Avera of Arayis, of Pritzus, is an Avera, Bagoli of Asasa, being one way, Begoli, and being besaser, not quite at that standard of frumkeit. So they go together. The Achejah of the Gilei Arayos, Begoli and besaser, is the inconsistency of Goli and Saser is what allows Averis of that type to happen. Achejah of Necha Bedasu Bemirma and Bedibor Pez. So again, Dibor Pez, the same as Bitis Vasayim. But the previous one was Beblidas. Bibitis Vasayim, talking without thinking and doing Averis. Here's Mamish the opposite. Dibur Peh, that was trickery. It was faked. It was planned out to fool somebody. So it's a different Aver. The Dibur Peh is different than the Dasu Bimirma. Acheshav Necha by Noas Reya and Hirur Halev. What's a Noas Reya? Hinoas Reya is inoy, is causing people pain by words. This sort of Hinoas Devarim, Hinoas Reya, causing a good friend to have tsar. Who's Reya? Mistam, it means a wife. A person causes tsar or people close to you. Acheshav Nehabihir Alev, Lamaisa, it comes when people have Tina Belev against someone else. People have usually it's somebody. This could be somebody who you're close to, did favors, but it happens that way, especially with a husband and a wife. There's one thing they do wrong, it bothers you inside, so you say words that are mitzar. You don't want to be mitzar, but from the Hure Aleh, from not controlling the thoughts, it comes in the Asreya. This is a basic theme. Chil Hashem and Chayzik Yad. Mamish goes together. When does a person do Chil Hashem? When is it from you, the Chil Hashem? He's driving the car, he's fighting over a parking place, or he's pushing ahead in a line. These type of things that come from the Chayzik Yad, from the Akshanis, they bring along the Chilul Hashem that seems to follow. It's interesting on the Aveira of Michael Omishta, Maser Matan. How does that go together? Masamat means dishonesty, and Mechel Mishtam means eating. So this person showed me the Chafetz Chaim in Sfas Tomim, one of his countrymen, writes about these two, They go together. He says the averis of money, of masel matan, come because Michael Mishta, because people have certain standards of living, of pleasure, of hanois, that are beyond their means. They have tithes, they want to have big fancy things that they can't afford. So the averis of Michael Mishta, the averis of hanois el mazeh, bring about the averis of masel matan. And so on. Some of them you could see, and some of them are a little harder to see. But if you take the two together, it'll have more of a meaning. Certainly, the averis that have to do with dibur peh. Acheshav necha ba'inis ubaratzin is really the hardest one. Why are we copying achet for einsin? We don't einis rachmana patre. Why are we copying achet for einis ubaratzin? So the hint has to be on achet shavnecha be imutz alev. Well, what exactly is imutz alev? Imutz alev is a certain brashness, stubbornness that a person has. So I saw a beautiful biur in achet shavnecha ba'inis ubaratzin. It fits in very beautifully. The example that I give for this is in Sefer Yeshua. We find Yeshua has a malach who comes to him. A malach comes with a sword, a charbe shlufa biyadai, and he says, who are you? So he says, he's a malach Hashem. Yesterday you mevatel the carbon tamid, and today you mevatel taira. He says, loma basa machshav basi. He came on bittel taira. So what's going on? Yeshua bittel taira. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu taught, Yeshua is the Talmud. Yeshua is mevatel kal yisrof and taira. It says miyad, after the malach came, v'yolam v'laylahu b'seicha emek. That night, they learned ein kashal taira. What happened? Yeshua said, bittel taira. They crossed the Yarden. It's 3 days before Pesach. That keeps you busy enough 3 days before Pesach. And puk, you move 3 days before Pesach. You cross the Yarden. You have to pitch a tent. And they traveled all the way Tarevo, and they traveled back, and they had to set up the Mishkan and Gilgal, and they had to get ready to go to battle. And Yeshua was ready to go. It says they were long, they were getting ready to do battle at Yerichai. So what does it mean? Mevatel's mamon doing the Torah? It means he was. They were ice. They were anusim. They were something. But he felt that they're potter now. They're taking so many mitzvahs, the Pesach mitzvahs and the Chodesh mitzvahs. And the Mocham Teshel Kibush Eretz Yisrael mitzvahs. So the Malach said, what do you mean you can't? You could. You think you can't. But you could. A person very often has Rachmanis on himself. He has Rachmanis on himself. He says, I'm an Einus. I can't do it. And the Malach comes and says, you could do it. You push yourself, you could do it. Yeshua said, we can't do it. You could do it. And I mentioned Shabbos a Gemara, and somebody told me that Daf Yomi had just passed it. It's a Merdek a Gemara. It says when Rabbi Eliezer was dying, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanis was in Cherem, and when he was dying, they came to visit him. They sat Dalet Amos away from him. So he says, why'd you come? So he said, little my Torah. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't pull punches. Rabbi Eliezer says, came to the Torah, why didn't you come till now? So Rabbi Kiva said, Loi hoya lanu p'nai. We didn't have time. We didn't have time. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Toma ani yim tabusul misas atzmechem. You're not going to die a natural death. Now, that's pretty tough words to say. And Rabbi Kiva said, what about me? He said, Shalcha kosher mekulam. You're going to have the worst. He must have been upset. But Rabbi Kiva said, "Lahayolano Panai." Rabbi Kiva is not a child. Rabbi Kiva said, "Lahayol, we didn't have time." He really meant Rabbi Kiva's, we didn't have time. Vice Tais Rabbi Eliezer told him, "Sometimes when you think you don't have time, you do have time. You think you don't have, you do have time." Achet shechatana fenecha ba'inus ubaratzin means there are times that we said we're anusim, we really anusim. There's a certain amount of rotzen in the anusim. There's a certain amount of laziness. It comes from an imetz alei, from a certain confidence that a person has that he has a p'tor. So sure you have a p'tor. So this is the at least the idea that I have here. This particular idea of people feeling they're anusim, I don't mean dafka time. I mean all the avodas Hashem. It strikes me very much as a chilek between Yiddishkeit in our circles and Yiddishkeit in Eretz Yisrael. I hate to say it, just it bothers me. It was so quick to have excuses for things. And a chashuv of a person, he asked me a shayla the other night, makbe paspalta for these 10 days. He said, something that doesn't freeze well, I have to throw it away. Is it baltashkes more important or paspalta? So I said to him, what do you think it means in Shulchan Aruch when it says, don't eat the paspalta? What do you think it means? It doesn't mean freeze it for next week. It means throw it out. That's what it means. Don't eat paspalta. It means you throw in the garbage. What do you think it means? So he said, okay. So I asked him, you live in Flatbush. Why? You're not makvin a paspalta all year? Like, what exactly do you buy that's not paspalta? I mean, everything today is available. You buy the bakeries, not paspalta here. And so what do you buy? Challah? You buy bread? You buy cupcakes? You get black and whites? Where you not makvin a paspalta? So he thinks, he says, you know, we like wraps that are made by a not pas Yisrael place. Is there anything else? He couldn't think of a second thing. So I told him, I don't understand. Over wraps, you're not makvin a paspalta? Over the better wraps and the other wraps? A certain atmosphere of it's good enough. It's good enough. You know, it's I don't know if it's b'nisu b'ratzen or achesh ofenecha b'shaygeg u'bezadim, which we say later. But a certain atmosphere that, you know, it's okay, it's good. The excuse. So I think that's a big piece of the Al-Chaitz that we say on this day. And I don't mean paspalta dafka. I mean the whole mahalach achayim of being quick to have the excuses, whether it's aynis or shaygeg, aynisham nechabaynis or baratzen, or b'shaygeg u'bezadim, it's real. Not every Ainus is Ainus, not every Shaygig is Shaygig. Not every Zadin is Zadin either. But anyway, with that, I want to wish everybody a Gemach Sima Toiva, a good Geben Shtyar. I want to ask everyone for Mechila if I did anything improper, like maybe 1 week I cut a little early, cut a few minutes off the shir. I try not to do that. But anyway, a good Geben Shtyar to everybody. And we have a 2 week Bein Hazmanim, the next two Thursday nights. Looking forward to seeing everybody, Parshas Nayach and Yitzchak.